So what is this partnership between Microsoft and CUTIS? What does this mean for you guys as a company strategically?
The way that we see this partnership, I think for both QTIS as well as CUT, that strategically can be seen as a catalyst in the Free State province for addressing the triple challenge of poverty, inequality and joblessness through providing for IR capability to our communities. And it also means that together with our partners can then address the imperatives of the Vision 2030.
So what makes this program so exciting in the context of South Africa and especially now the Fourth Industrial Revolution? And also with what other universities are doing?
Well, the Microsoft Artificial Intelligence University is a new program in South Africa, and it is designed by Microsoft South Africa with the intention of creating much needed for IR skills that can be deployed virtually anywhere in the world. And we as QTIS have the advantage of taking it to the market first on behalf of Central University of Technology before any other university in South Africa. So it is a privilege indeed to be the first host of AI University.
So does this program only apply to candidates with IT qualifications?
Not at all, actually. The offerings that are provided actually cater for everyone, from people who have no or little IT skills to individuals that have even advanced IT skills. So, for instance, a person that has no idea, you know, of how electronic devices actually work, for instance, people that become scared when they look at cell phone, for instance, they can be taught some basic digital skills. Those that have even degrees can then be taken into programs that are certified in artificial intelligence. So this program caters for people across the board.
Only South Africans, or are other nationalities also welcome?
The fact that we offer some of the courses and programs online allows a cross-border reach. So this program is not just accessible to South Africans, but is accessible to any individual who would be interested in registering on any of our programs online. So yes, so I think the advantage, therefore, of this program is that it is accessible beyond just our borders.
Speaking to Chief Executive Officer of CUTIS, Central University of Technology Innovation Services, Nkumbane Kwivile. So tell me, what form will classes be facilitated in, especially now under COVID pandemic?
So the original format was a hybrid model where we were going to have physical classes as well as online classes. But then COVID happened, which forced us to respond accordingly. So we are hoping that soon we will be able to have both physical and virtual classes available, depending on what our government regulations will allow going forward. But for now, we only have live virtual classes available, given that we are in the pandemic. So, but going forward, we'll have some classes taking place physically.
Then also, is work integrated learning part of this program for the inexperienced?
Yes. You know, professionals will be expected to return to their employment and apply their training to real-life scenarios within their workplace. But also unemployed graduates or professionals will also be exposed to work-integrated learning with identified potential employers to ensure that they gain the same level of exposure in terms of applying the training within the workplace. So yes, work-integrated learning is an integral part of this program, because it is important that candidates apply whatever theoretical underpinning they get from the courses, and they need to apply that in the real environment.
Then lastly, what I would like to find out from you, what message can you as CEO share with the people?
Well, we would like to urge our community members, particularly the youth, to follow us on social media platforms that will be announced during the launch, so that they can keep abreast with training opportunities that will arise from time to time. And this is an opportunity for the youth to obtain skills that will empower them to obtain gainful employment, to assist them also to, start their businesses. So there are opportunities here in this regard, and we therefore urge our communities, particularly the youth, to please them, keep abreast new announcements on various programs that will be implementing from time to time.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for the insight that you also shared with us.
Thank you very much for the invitation. It's quite an honor.